Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Aholis, Perik Tes Mishnah Yod Hoysa, Medes Betoicha Pesach. We're back to the Keveres being in the doorway, except this time, unlike in the first eight Mishnayos of our Perik, where it was laying, either facing outside or inside, this time it is standing in the doorway. I saw a Medes Betoicha Pesach. Now, it filled up the entire doorway. If you wanted to get in through this doorway, you could not kvetch in from the side, and you couldn't climb over it. Zayzak the Taisus Yamtiv. Filled up the entire doorway. It's mamish sealed? No place to push anything through? No, so the Mishnah explains. The ain't beinol, beinam mashkoif peseach tefach. Mashkoif is, we've had this several times in Mishnayis, the top of the doorway. Perhaps you remember a pasuk in Parshas Boy, Kapitel Yud Beis, pasuk. Chaf beis ulakachtem agudas ezay v'tevaltem badom asher basar v'higatem el hamashkoif. That was the mitzvah for the Yidden Mitzrayim to put the dam of the carbon Pesach on the top of the doorway as well as v'shtei ha-mezuzas min hadam. Mashkoif is the top of the doorway with the door. So getting back to our Mishnah here. Again, says the Mishnah, our keveres is standing upright in the doorway. V'ein beino lebein hamashkoif b'sei ha-tefach. And there's no space of a tefach between the top of the Keveres, and the top of the doorway. Now, the Mefarshim explain over here, it's a very deep doorway. Or the Keveres is a very small opening on top. Either way, the top of the doorway has to cover the whole mouth of the Keveres. Is there any space between the top and the opening of the Keveres? Well, less than a tefach. V'ein beinola bein amashkoif peseach tefach. Zak de Mishnah, tuma betoicha, if there's, let's say, a kezayis of a mace inside the Keveres, Habayis Tahar. The house is Tahar. Zakta Batanura. Because we consider it sealed. As if the top of the doorway seals the Keveres. And we're talking about a Keveres that does not have holes. Remember we spoke before about Keveres has holes. You stuff it with straw. No. This one does not have any holes. Because if it did have, the tumor would come out into the house. We learned it earlier. But it doesn't have any holes. And it comes up all the way till the top. So the Keveres is like an oil on its own that's going to block the Tumah from inside the Keveres to go into the house. Yeah, but didn't you tell me before, Derech HaTumah Lotzeis, and the Tumah will eventually have to come out? Fine. Come out where? Through the doorway, to the outside. It's already in the doorway. Before, the problem was the Keveres was in the house. So it's going to come out into the house through the doorway. That's what's Matam of the house. Because that would be the eventual path. But here it's in the doorway already. However, says the Mishnah Vayter, Tumah Bebayis, if the Tumah is in the house, Masha Betoicha Tameh, it's in the Keveres, would be Tameh. Why? Shederech HaTumah Lotzeis Vein Darko Likones. Once the Tumah is in the house, I say that Tumah has to leave the house. And if it comes through the doorway, it's going to be Metama, whatever's in its path, including what's in the Keveres. And the Keveres is in the doorway. There's another Gersa, which is actually the first Gersa in the Batanura, that what's in the Keveres is Tahar, because the Tumah comes out but does not go into the Keveres, but the Batanura says, Roiv Svarim Argoiris Masha B'Toicha Tameh, because again, Tumah in the house has to come through the doorway, and the Keveres is there. So once again, we have here a Keveres, the Star Chazar of the Mishnah, that is standing, but standing in the doorway, less than a tefach in the top of the Keveres and the top of the doorway. If there's Tumah inside the Keveres, the house is Tahar, because yes, there's a path for the Tumah to leave, but it's straight out the doorway. It's not into the house. But if the Tumah is in the house, not only is what in the house Tumah, but also what's in the Keveres, because the Tumah will have to go through the Keveres to leave the house.